At the end of the third day, a fly came along and stung the elephant's child on the shoulder. And before the elephant's child knew what he was doing, he reached up his trunk and swatted that fly with the end of his trunk.
Advantage number one,
said the bicolored python rock snake.
You couldn't have done that with a black, bulging, boot-sized nose.
And then he said,
try to eat something now.
Before the elephant's child knew what he was doing, he reached out his trunk and plucked a large bundle of grass. He dusted it clean against his forelegs and stuffed it into his own mouth.
Advantage number two,
said the bicolored python rock snake.
You couldn't have done that with a black, bulging, boot-sized nose.
And then he said,
don't you think the sun is rather hot here?
It certainly is, said the elephant's child. And before he knew what he was doing, he reached down his trunk and scooped up a large scoop of cool mud from the banks of the great gray-green greasy Limpopo River and slapped it on his head, where it made a cool mud cap all trickly behind his ears.
Advantage number three,
said the bicolored python rock snake.
You couldn't have done that with a black, bulging, boot-sized nose.
And then he said,
now, how would you feel about being spanked again?
Excuse me, said the elephant's child most politely.
Excuse me.
But I should not like it at all.
Well then, said the bicolored python rock snake, how would you like to spank somebody else?
I think I should like it very much indeed, said the elephant's child, because he did think he would like it very much indeed.
Well,
said the bicolored python rock snake,
that is advantage number four, because you will find that new nose of yours very useful to spank with.
Thank you, said the elephant's child most politely. I will remember that. And now if you'll...
Excuse me.
I think I'll go home to all my dear relatives and try it. So frisking and whisking his trunk, the elephant's child went home across Africa.
Next up, East by North. Next up, Commerce Country. Next up, Kimberley. Next up, Grahamstown.
Well, when he wanted fruit to eat, he pulled it down from a tree instead of waiting for it to fall as he used to do. When he wanted grass to eat, he plucked it up from the ground instead of getting down on his knees as he used to do. When the flies bit him, he broke off the branch of a fever tree and used it as a fly whisk instead of just wishing they wouldn't bite him as he used to do. And when he felt lonely walking through Africa, he sang to himself down through his very long trunk. And as he walked along, he thought what a great time he would have when he got home to all his relatives.